A weighty sport, sumo. The image of sumo wrestling that some foreign people have, funny fat men pushing each other, may be puzzling to Japanese people. Sumo is in fact a serious modern sport and has a long history dating back to when it was part of religious worship. The wrestler battled demons or spirits to banish them from holy ground. Later, it was part of samurai training for war. During the 16th century, many of the modern rules, for example the use of the dohyo ring, were established. Wrestlers later turned professional, and sumo became sport and entertainment. Today, Kokugikan in Ryogoku, Tokyo, is the centre of the sumo world. There are 6 tournaments a year, 3 in Tokyo, 1 in Nagoya, 1 in Osaka, and 1 in Fukuoka. Everything about sumo wrestlers' daily lives, meals, timetables, pay, and clothing are decided by tradition. Many young men will endure the harsh conditions for a chance to become a professional sumo wrestler and the celebrity status that goes with it. Like any great athletes, sumo wrestlers can be very famous and make lots of money. Sumo is only professional in Japan. However, a large number of foreign wrestlers take part. Wrestlers from Mongolia in particular have been very successful in recent years. As Asashoryu and Hakuho both reached the ultimate status of Grand Yokozuna by winning more than 20 championships, and Hakuho holds the record for most championships of all time. Another famous foreign wrestler was Konishiki Yasukichi from Hawaii, who won the top division championship 3 times. He was the first non-Japanese-born wrestler to reach Ozeki, the second highest rank in sumo wrestling. At his heaviest, he was 287 kilos, 633 pounds, which made him the heaviest sumo wrestler to date. Sumo may look funny, but once you know the rules and history, a wonderful new world is open to you.